So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned the machlekes of Rebbe and the Chachamim regarding Maimer after Chalitza. The Chachamim hold that Maimer after Chalitza is always effective and therefore requires a get. Rebbe says that it depends. Im kitch l'shem ishas tzricha mena get. If the Yavam intended to give a standard kedushin, then it is effective and the Yavam needs a get because kedushin teves mechiv alavin. However, kitch l'shem yivamis ain't tzricha mena get. If he intended to give Kedushin as part of Yibum, it's not effective, and the Yavama does not need a get. And the Gemara gave several explanations. The last pshat in the previous daf was that of Rava, who stated that the Machlekes is referring to a case, the Amr lo hiskach li bezikas Yavman, the Yavam said, you should become a Kodeshah to me through the Zika of Yibum, and the Machlekes is whether we say Yesh Zika. Now the Gemara continues with several additional explanations. Rav Sharavi Amar, Bachalitza Kesheira, Rav Shravi says that they all agree Yesh Zika. Therefore, after a vowed Chalitza, which removes the Zika, a subsequent Maimer would not be effective. V'hacha b'chalitza psula k'miflegi. Their machlekes refers to a case in which Yavam gave a get and subsequently performed Chalitza, followed by Maimer. Marasa v'chalitza psula ein b'teres. The Rabbanah hold that an invalid chalitza does not remove the Zika entirely, and therefore a maimer can be effective. Marasava chalitza psula b'teres. Rebbe holds that an invalid chalitza does remove the Zika entirely, and therefore a maimer cannot be effective. Rav Ashi amar, the kuleyam chalitza psula ena b'teres. Rav Ashi says that they all agree that an invalid chalitza does not remove the Zika entirely. V'hocha b'yesh t'nai b'chalitza k'miflegi. The Machlekes refers to a case in which the Yavam imposed a stipulation on the Chalitza, that the Chalitza shall be effective only after he is paid a sum of money. Ma'ar savar yesh tenai b'chalitza. The Rabbana hold that one can attach stipulations to Chalitza. Therefore, since the stipulation prevents the Chalitza from taking effect, the Zika remains, and the Maimer can be effective. Ma'ar savar ein tenai b'chalitza. Rebbe holds that one cannot attach stipulations to Chalitza. Therefore, the chalitza takes effect, and the zika is removed, and the maimer cannot be effective. Ravina amar, the kulama yesh tenai b'chalitza. Ravina says that they all agree that a valid stipulation can be attached to chalitza. V'hacha b'tenai kafel k'miflegi. The machlekes refers to a case in which the yavam did not express both sides of the stipulation. For example, he did not state that if the money is not paid, the chalitza is void. Mar savar loy bina t'nai kafel. The Rabbanan hold that we do not require t'nai kafel, and the stipulation is valid and prevents the chalitza from taking effect. Therefore, since the zika remains, a maimer can be effective. Mar savar bina t'nai kafel. Rebbe holds that we do require t'nai kafel, and the stipulation is not valid and does not prevent the chalitza from taking effect. Therefore, since the zika was removed, a maimer cannot be effective. The Gemara concludes the Perek by mentioning the end of the Mishnah, which presented the argument between the Tanakhama and Rav Nechemya. The Tanakhama says, "Ein achar chalitza klum, bein mitchila, bein be'emtza, bein be'seif. There is no further action required after chalitza, and there is no difference whether the chalitza was the first, second, or last action performed. However, va'be'ilo bezman shi betchila ein achar klum. In the case of bia, only when it came first is there no further action required." However, be'emtzu b'saif, if bia was the second or latter action performed, yesh acharei klum, there are requirements for chalitza and the get. Rav Nechemya disagrees and says, achas be'ila v'achas chalitza bein mitchila bein be'emtzu bein b'saif ein acharei klum. Bia is comparable to chalitza in that there is no difference whether the bia was the first, second, or latter action performed. In all events, there is no further action required. The Gemara mentions a third opinion in this machlekes. Abba Yosi ben Chanan says, Achas be'ila v'achas chalitza, bia and chalitza have the same halacha, b'tchila ein acharei klum, when they were the first actions performed, there are no further actions required. B'emtzu b'seif yesh acharei klum. However, if they were only the second or latter action performed, then further actions are required. And the Gemara explains the reasons for these opinions. The Tanakhama holds that yesh achar bia klum, because bia de'ikah l'migzer gazrina. With bia, there is a gezera that one might perform bia after either a yibum or chalitza. Chalitza, like lemigzer, like gezrina. However, with chalitza, we have no reason to impose a gezera. Rav Chemya disagrees and says, bia nami like lemigzer. Even regarding bia, we have no reason to impose a gezera. As for the reason given that one might come to perform bia following a chalitza, kiven chalitza deraisa mediyadi. Since chalitza is a Torah commandment, everyone is aware that chalitza is final. As for the reason given that one might perform bia following a bia, kiven the bia deraisa ha mediyadi. Since bia is a Torah commandment, everyone is aware that bia is final. The third opinion of Abba Yosi ben Chanan, Savalak Rabbanan de Gazi b'Bia, agrees with Rabban who imposed Gzer with Bia, because of Chalitza Mishon Bia, and he adds Gzer to Chalitza as well, since one might assume that this ruling also applies to Bia. Hanalach Rabban Gamliel, we have a Baruch Hashem completed the fifth parak of Masechet Yevamos, and we'll begin the sixth parak, Haba al Yevimta be'ez Hashem. Zok de Mishnah, Haba al Yevimta. The mitzvah of Yibim is fulfilled when the Yavam performs Bia with the Yevama, regardless whether Bein Meshaygig, the Yav mistakenly assumed that she was his wife, not the Yavama. Bein Mezid, the Yav performed the Bia with improper intentions. Bein Be'ainis, the Yav was coerced to perform the Bia. Bein Beratzin, the Yav performed the Bia with the proper intentions. Afila hu shaygig v'hi mezida, hu mezid v'hi shagegis, hu anus v'hi loy anusa, hi anusa v'hu loy anus. Regardless whether the above descriptions apply to the Yavam or the Yavama. The Mishnah continues, there's no difference whether Echad Hama'ara, the Yavim performed a partial Bia, the Echad HaGomer, or he performed a complete Bia, Kana, the Lechilik Ben Bia La Bia, there's no difference of what type of a Bia. In all instances, the Yavim acquires the Yavama. V'chein HaBa'alachas M'kol HaRayish HaBetera, this is also in case of Issa Erva, a Psulis, or a woman who is unfit for marriage, Kugin Amon L'Kohen Gadol, such as a widow to a Kohen Gadol, Gurusha v'chalitza l'kayin hedjit, or a woman who is divorced or received chalitza to a kayin hedjit. Mamzeres nesin al Yisrael, a woman who is a mamzeres or from the nesinim to a legitimate Jew. Bas Yisrael a mamzel nasin, a Jewish woman to a mamzer or a nasin. Pasla v'lechili ben bi'ilabia. In all these instances, the woman becomes disqualified from kohuna because there are no differences between these bias. The Gemara begins with the case of Bein Ba'inis, in which the Yavim was coerced to perform Yibim, and questions what were the circumstances of the coercion. The Mishnah cannot be speaking of a case where a Gentile coerced the Yavim to perform Bia. Because Rava said that there is no coercion in the act of Bia, since it is all dependent on his own mindset. It can also not be speaking of where the Yavim was asleep during Bia, because Rabbi Yehuda says that there is no fulfillment of Yibim while he is asleep. As Rashi explains, the Yashan lav bar das v'lo have a kinyan l'kinyan, he lacks awareness. Ela benitka, it can also not be speaking of where following preparation for Bia with his wife, he fell off the roof and unintentionally did Bia with the Yavama. V'amar Rabba nafal min agag v'nitka chayiv bar bar dvarm, because Rabbi says that in just such a case, he is responsible for four types of damage, but does not fulfill Yibum. Therefore, the Mishnah must be referring to a case where the Yavam was preparing for Bia with his wife, and the Yavama coerced him to perform Bia with her.